Wrong end of the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Beyond Good Day. Jennifer and Rich actually have a special story that is so big, it takes both of them to tell the story. We'll get to that in a moment, plus Roberta as we have time. And let's see, what else have we? Oh, we have Joy Brown here. Let's get to a social media check, Jennifer. Find out
Let's
what people are doing with their time as they connect with us on Facebook or at Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. Where we have all this exciting stuff going on with Alamein, but I know a lot of people are just reflecting on many of the questions and comments and absurd ideas that we have posted.
Well, I don't know if they're absurd ideas, but Wrangler has introduced a brand new type of gene that is said to reduce cellulite. Kind of interesting.
Right.
So we asked, would you try them? And do you have a favorite go-to brand for jeans? Sonia said NYDG, which is not your daughter's jeans. And Sonia, so with you, sister. I love those jeans. Although I wish they'd make them in a longer length because, yeah, I'm like too tall for them. But they're very nice fitting jeans. Marie said cellulite reducing jeans, push-up bras, Photoshop pictures. It sounds like nobody wants to see the real me. How silly is all this? And she said, but I guess it beats seeing people out in their lounge pants and pajamas. Marty said, will you be giving them away as a swell prize? I think we should.
Uh-huh.
Janet said, no, I would not try them. She goes to Gloria Vanderbilt. She has short legs. She said they're stretch and they're cheap. So there you go with Janet. And William says that he goes with Bailey's jeans. So.
All right. So I have this also posted at DougSteffen.com, the poll question today. For those who visit and like to fill the poll questions out every day, would you try jeans that claim they could reduce cellulite? Our options are, yes, where can I get them? B, maybe, depending on how much they cost. C, maybe, depending on what they look like. D, nope, sounds like a scam. E, I rarely wear jeans. This is not for men. This is all about women, right? There aren't
right. Although men can get cellulite, too. I have seen it.
Well, they can get cellulite, but where do they get these jeans?
I don't know. That's the thing. They're for women.
Guys would not buy them.
All right. Well, some guys might.
Oh, I don't know.
But here's the thing.
Real men would not wear them.
Somehow, yeah, real men. Like
that's right.
Don't sometimes women wear men's jeans where you can't really...
Yes, boyfriend jeans.
I've seen... well, I don't want to be too close.
Actually, it's a trend now to wear boyfriend jeans and then roll them up around your ankles.
All right. Rather than make this what I've seen in my house, Roberta... when you put on jeans, do you ever put on jeans that are so tight you have to kind of really work at it?
Well, yeah, especially if they're just out of the dryer. Sure.
Really?
And they always try to buy skinny jeans.
Yeah, skinny jeans. That's mostly what I only wear skinny jeans. And
really?
I usually try to buy the ones that have a little bit of elastic in them, you know, so they stretch a little bit, which is always a good thing.
I think we can all relate as women to putting on, like, wiggling into your jeans, you know, when you were in high school or something. Those jeans, though, were not made with stretch. Now there's this genius, beautiful invention called stretch denim. And so now you can get really nice fitting jeans and they just kind of stretch on so you don't have to wiggle into them. And that is like the beauty of the world. It is almost better than sliced bread. Actually, I think better than sliced bread is stretch denim. Going to throw it out there.
All right. So
now we're also,
go ahead.
We're also doing a couple of other questions that you can chime in on. Does Lance Armstrong's admitting he doped impact your feelings towards him? We're also asking if you get a flu shot, if you have had one or if you're planning on getting one. And then we're asking about old wives' tales this week. What old wives' tales for staying healthy did your parents teach you when you were young? And if we use those, if we use your contributions to that question on the air, you'll win a 60-day supply of this really cool product called Alamein. And today's winner, are you ready for this one? This is a funny one, Dougie.
Okay, get
Paul
ready.
Paul says, Mom always said, don't sleep with your blinds open on a full moon. If the light hits you, you'll catch a cold.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's something to really chew on.
So congratulations, Paul. You win a 60-day supply of Alamein.
60-day supply.
Pretty funny.
Now, if you'd like to get a one-month supply of Alamein free, just to pay the shipping and handling, this is an order. This is for everybody. It's in order and an offer that's there. Go to 57more.com. That's the number 57more altogether. 57more.com and ask for a one-month opportunity with Alamein. This is the time of year to be getting onto that. Big, 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 big. big time. 800-458-0173 is the toll-free number to call and order it as well. 800-458-0173 or 57more.com. 1 month free. You pay shipping and handling. That's cool. Here's Dr. Ken to tell you more about Alimmune. Well, maybe Dr. Ken thought.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Alimmune, and it's my new maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Alimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stayed healthy while taking Alimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number, 800-458-0173, or visit Alimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Alimmune.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hot chops take it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la. La la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Rich have a pretty important story, and it's so big.
It's confusing.
It takes the two of them to tell it.
I asked Rich for help on this one, Dougie, because this is a story that broke all over TMZ last
night. I would be the one to help you if you're confused.
Well, because it was a sports story. So I said, hey, Rich, have you heard about this? Because I know, you know, you follow a lot of everything.
Yeah,
right? Everything but sports.
Right.
Exactly.
So please go ahead.
So this was all brought to light by Deadspin.com, and it involves this player, Manti Te'o, I think I'm saying it right, from the Notre Dame football team. And it all kind of came to light just this week, but what happened, it started back in September. And there was this huge game, Notre Dame was playing Michigan, and Notre Dame won. And it was an inspiration, crushed them, and Manti Te'o had a great game. Yep. It was like incredible. And at the end of the game, he reaches his hand up in the air and kind of points to the heavens. And that was because there was this inspirational story brewing that his grandmother back in Hawaii had passed away. And then also that his girlfriend had died just at the same time. So he lost two people all in the same week. He had this incredible game. He points to the sky and he said, I lost two, you know, women that I truly love, but I had my family around me. I had my football family around me. I had my girlfriend's football family around me. And at the end of the day, families are forever. I'm going to see them again, and it's going to be a very happy day when I do. Now, this is where the snowball started, and it kind of goes into a pretty humiliating story for Manti Te'o. People started investigating who this girlfriend was, and it turns out that she actually didn't exist, allegedly. And he said that he actually went to the media and said that he had visited Hawaii and that he met this stranger with a warm smile and soulful eyes. So he actually described meeting this woman. Well, come to find out, as this progresses, he finally has to come clean and admit that he had never met her, that it was just kind of an online relationship.
Weird.
Now, people are saying that this was because he was trying to spin and play up the death of this woman to get the Heisman Trophy. That's what naysayers are saying.
Because he was close to running for the Heisman Trophy.
Right. Now, fast forward, and investigators got involved. Notre Dame hired investigators to get involved to see what actually happened here, because then there were reports that this woman didn't even exist. And according to Notre Dame investigators, they actually identified that this woman never existed. They identified perpetrators of the trick, and they said that they did it out of enjoyment. Initially, they thought it could have been an extortion attempt or gamblers or, you know, someone bent into trying to draw him into an NCAA violation. But now they don't believe that's the case. They think it was a cruel hoax. And so much so that the coaches have come out into the media and they're crying their eyes out because they're saying that he's like the most trusting individual ever. And that what really kind of sparks the whole investigation is that after she was allegedly dead for 2 months, his phone rang with her number and a voice on the other end who he always thought was this woman talking to her post-death in December. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, the whole story sounds just weird.
So what I'm not sure of still yet is whether she was ever actually real or not.
Well, there was a woman, and what the story that Yahoo is printing today is that there was a woman who was part of this trick. So he was actually talking to a woman. He was actually chatting with a woman. It just wasn't.
And Troy Polamalu from the Pittsburgh Steelers claims to have met her and been friends with her.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
So what's the resolve, though? What's the bottom line?
It's still ongoing. And it's just blowing up everywhere. And they're saying the only thing that he's guilty of is embellishing the fact that he actually had met this girl before.
When actually he had just spoken to her on the phone.
And online chatted with her.
All right. Jennifer has a story for us. Not Jennifer. Roberta, how can I confuse the two of them? Next up with her story on Beyond Good Day.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Early morn, the taxi's waiting. He's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die.
Now, I'm gonna.
So kiss me.
Yes, on this before Roberta goes on the air with it. Is this about the revival of John Denver music?
Nope.
Oh, but we know that, then I can tell that story. We were talking about this, was it yesterday, the day before, Richie?
Yeah, we were playing that Led Zeppelin / Beatles song, how right. John Denver's former group will be touring this summer.
With his songs.
And he will be on a screen behind them.
Man, I'll go see that in a second.
Oh, I know you will.
A lot of people that will, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This
is more about a new travel site, and actually the new travel site will be something that you're already very familiar with. You know, Wikipedia, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like the online WikiLeaks. Encyclopedia, in this a way.
Wikipedia.
Well, WikiTravel, that's the funny thing. It's not associated with Wikipedia. It was inspired by Wikipedia.
There's WikiLeaks, right.
And in fact, they've got a court battle going on. But Wikipedia is now launching WikiVoyage. WikiVoyage. And it's going to cover everything from Disney World to, you know, Nepal. And be kind of like a cross between Lonely Planet and TripAdvisor is kind of like how they're describing it. So it'll be a new way for people before you go away somewhere to check up on a place. They get a lot of competition. I mean, you have to admit that. You know, there's a lot of different travel sites out there, but maybe with the Wikipedia background and people can go and contribute to. You know how Wikipedia works, that people contribute their knowledge online. It's user-driven, really. So it'll kind of be like WikiVoyage, which will be user-driven, kind of like TripAdvisor, where people post what they think about places. Well, WikiVoyage will be more people post about, okay, where to go, what to see. So it should be an interesting, I'm really looking forward to trying to use it. It's been around for several months now, but it just made its official debut the other day, so just wanted to let everybody know about it.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Thank you. There's a, this is, you know, we have surveys and things we talk about all the time. Somebody actually, and I'm sitting in the chiropractor's office yesterday, and I'm reading various magazines. Mm-hmm. Newsweek is there. So I open it up to a review. This is the January issue, and they have reviewed the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes.
I love them.
Yeah, but the review isn't about their dancing, it's about their legs. And how these women appear quite agile with a suggestion that because they have such large legs that they wouldn't be that agile.
Because they're so tall, you mean?
No, they are. These women are dancers. Can you imagine? You look at the people that are professional in Dancing with the Stars. The women, and well, you don't get the men, but the women wear outfits that pretty much reveal their legs.
Right.
And their legs are larger than what...
Muscular.
Yeah. For me, they're very attractive. But I thought it was interesting that pretty much the whole focus of the article wasn't on how well their dancing was or went or how good it was. It was about the size of their legs. And it quotes Mayor Bloomberg, Rod Stewart, CeeLo Green, Bette Midler, and others.
A team of experts.
Well, I mean, it's sort of like, okay, on American Idol, we judge people that are singing. The Rockettes by these people. I mean, they're all sitting in the front row, and they're looking at the legs of these women. And that was the discussion, the calves and the upper legs, and how there was an appreciation, apparently, for sure. But the whole article is all about their legs and what it takes to be a Rockette. And, you know, they have to exercise and work out to get their legs to be as strong as they dance 8 hours a day. And sometimes longer than that, if they do a couple of shows or rehearsals and stuff, imagine what that would do to the legs. Oy. Anyway, I thought they were very attractive, so I thought I would point that out from the FYI department here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
I love you, Frank.
Oh, I love you too, Samsung.
Wait, did you just call me Samsung?
What? Of course not, Janet. That is totally silly. Of course I know your name is Panasonic.
I'm going to my sister's.
Sony, what did I do?
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $9.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval, see store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 2213.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta and Richie and Jennifer and our newest cast member is Dr. Joy Brown, who has some interesting things to straighten out with you right after this on Good Day.
Hot chopstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavorful tea oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burst of berries, creamy rich, chapstick always on my lips, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply Happy, luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la, la la la,
chapstick, apply Happy.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Welcome to 2013, year 5 of trillion-dollar deficits, year 5 of financial repression, that is, negative interest rates, year 5 of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is crazy, like watching a slow-motion wreck. For over 3 decades, Swiss America has offered an option, gold, which has grown in value by over 5 times since 2002. Politicians strive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency. Not me. I'm informed because I've read The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. Protect your family now. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, for a free copy. It's the simple truth. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Stop these progressive big spenders now before they ruin our children's future.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Stephan Good Day program available at 888-302-3684, which coincidentally corresponds with 888-302-DOUG. It doesn't correspond with 302-RICH. It doesn't correspond with 302-JEN. It doesn't correspond with 302-ROBERTA. Roberta. It's Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug. Remember that, D-O-U-G.
All of our phone numbers have 900 in front of them.
Really?
You're not supposed to say that. Right?
Jen and Roberta's do anyway.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Rich at DougStephan.com, and Roberta at DougStephan.com. The only person we don't have at DougStephan.com, but we're going to remedy that, is Dr. Joy Brown. We need to have her. Richie, we could put a picture of her on the website.
Absolutely we can, yes.
Now going to join us every week with some help. She's good at things that are broken being fixed. Or perhaps I could say it in a more eloquent way, she's good at fixing things that are broken. So, Dr. Joy Brown, it's nice to have you as a contributor to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We go back a ways.
That's true. So now I can become Dr. Joy Brown, Doug, slash Doug.
Hey, that is good, I suppose. Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Whoa.
Dr. Joy Brown forward slash Doug.
There we go.
Cool. Very good.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is a whoa. All right.
Hyphenate even.
Really, yeah. Hyphenated Dr. Joy Brown slash, no, Dr. Joy Brown dash. What do you think about, by the way, I don't know if this is something that's broken and you need to fix it. Before we get to that, with the people wanting to acknowledge where they come from, more and more people are having these hyphenated last names. Like, I'm going to introduce you. I met a guy once whose name was Peter Smith Jones. And it was Smith dash Jones. His middle name wasn't Smith. His mother's name was Smith, and his father's name was Jones. So became...
Doug, that's not necessarily where you come from. I mean, that's, with all due respect, a somewhat chauvinistic comment because people,
really?
She said, adding the baby blue eyes. I guess
yes,
the Doug
right.
part just went away, didn't it? Okay,
yeah,
the point being that all of us carry our father's names, right? That our last name is our father's names. But as you so sort of poignantly point out, we also come from our moms as well. So why not have our name reflect both of those?
Yeah, my wife, Joy, is Colombian, and in Colombia, and I think in most Latin American countries, they use both names.
Yeah.
So, for example, my wife's maiden name was Janet Ahumada, her father's name, Lomanto, her mother's name. So they use their father's name first and then their mother's name, which is actually the more important of the two last names.
Well, as the Bible says, it's a wise child who knows its own father. You know, that paternity is always questionable, maternity never. So, yeah, I mean, it's a
sure.
very common phenomenon. And, you know, in this country, we're less aware of it. And in the, you know, the 70s with Women's Lib is really where that came from, of people hyphenating their names. Or, conversely, women keeping, when they married, adopting their husband's name but keeping, interestingly enough, their father's name, because they didn't keep their mother's name, they kept their father's name, they kept the name that they were born with. So the whole issue about what you call something, how you name it, to a certain extent determines how you respond to it.
So
by describing, we bring into being that, you know, if we call something difficult, then we're going to respond differently. If we call something challenging, or if we call somebody gorgeous as opposed to calling somebody ugly. So, I mean, that words really matter psychologically as
all
well
right.
as sociologically.
Let's talk about something that is broken that does need to be fixed.
That you care about.
No, I care. Don't be a smart apple.
Enough of that. Let's talk to somebody.
Sounds like she knows you pretty well, Dougie.
Let's not get too into one way or another.
Let's not get personal.
Well, no, it's not. That's the way. But you, what the thing with you is that you talk to people and your expertise. You are the only person who's ever been on the radio giving advice that actually was qualified to do that. Because it's amazing how that happens.
Yeah.
You have the degrees and the experience to be an expert. So when you talk to people, whether it's somebody on the air like this or somebody who calls your program and asks for advice, you have the ability to sort of get right down to the root of it. And that's good. It's helpful.
Well, it is, and it's been a wonderful career, and I'm delighted, first of all, that you and I are going to be working in the same family. I'll be the Doug family.
Yeah.
And Radio America, I'm just thrilled. I'm starting on Monday, and can I just mention one thing, and then I'll talk about anything you want.
Only one? You're going to mention as many things as you'd like. This is
okay.
Your forum.
Cool. Then I get a new phone number too. Mine is 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Really?
Cool. I love that.
85. This is Richie comes up with all these numbers. What is it? 855-99 Dr. Joy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So 99 reasons to enjoy Dr. Joy.
We were going to do 1-800 call Joy.
Really?
But
well,
we,
that's what we were looking for. But I kind of like the Dr. Joy part. I mean, I
we just
really
thought it was too sexy sounding. 1-800 call Joy.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right. So
I like that part.
Joy Brown is a relationship expert. You're an expert in all kinds of things that have to do with the mind and how people deal with relationships, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But because you do sort of have some fun and this idea of fixing things that are broken, here's my premise for today's discussion. It has to do with food. You probably have heard this week that according to several studies, worldwide, we as human beings waste half of the food that is produced. And the reason that food isn't being eaten by people who are starving, people who don't have any money, people who need food, the reason that the food is being thrown out is because it doesn't look good. And therefore, the supermarkets or the producers, they toss it. And therefore, all the stuff's going down the drain. So there's a problem. How do we fix that? Because it's psychological. People look at something, ooh, that apple's ugly, I'm not going to buy it. That's what people think.
Well, it's even, they've done studies that are even more upsetting than that, which is they'll take food and make it a different color. They'll inject it with, for example,
oranges.
Food dye, and people won't eat it. So this is, I mean, to a certain extent, this is part of our genetic heritage, in that when our cave ancestors were wandering around, that if you ate something that looked weird, it could have been because it was boiled and you would die from it. So there actually is some sort of evolutionary reason why that's the case. But as you point out, you know, in 2013, it's people are starving to death rather than eating food that looks weird. I work with City Harvest, and what they do is kind of it's at a slightly different level, but they pick up food from restaurants, grocery stores, hospitals, and deliver it within a 24-hour period to places that need it. So that whole idea of rescuing food. But I think part of it is, you'd think that genetically modified food, which makes everybody very uncomfortable on some level, would sort of attack that problem.
Anybody who knows the real story with it would be very upset about it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, on the other side of it, if in fact we can prolong the shelf life of something or make something more aesthetically pleasing, then maybe that is a beginning stage for world hunger, that if food didn't, I mean, and the problem is that the places that most need that kind of approach are least likely to get it. But if you think about it, I mean, that we do this with animals, that animals are chosen, the bloodline is chosen to make a particular look or to deal with a particular genetic fault. As human beings, we are getting to the point where they can actually extract DNA in the before support from the uterus and change, and we're getting to the point where we're going to be able to modify more and more genetic diseases. And so, I mean, I'm one of those people who probably worries a little bit less about it than others, just because we're already doing it, and we've been doing it for such a long time, and it's part of how human society, and perhaps not even human society, perhaps just life kind of evolves, is that there, you know, there really is the survival of the fittest, and maybe even the prettiest, but we're to the point in scientific reality where we're changing all sorts of things, and hopefully most of them for the better.
Well, but in this circumstance, this is truly foolish, and it seems
to be... It's foolish, but it's hard to convince people. Doug, if I put it in front of you, I mean, it doesn't even have to be something very dramatic. I know an awful lot of people who will not eat leftovers.
Right.
I mean, and a lot of
my wife.
Food... Yeah, right. Everybody's thinking, I know that person.
You know what? I finished off, Jennifer, you're going to kick out of this. Last night, I finished off the turkey that was left over from our Thanksgiving meal.
Doug.
Oh, my God. Hopefully you're kidding. Hopefully it was
I'm not kidding. I froze it. It was in the freezer.
It was in the freezer.
Okay. I didn't leave it in the refrigerator. It was in the freezer.
Okay, you're being a little drama queen there. We all figured out that it had to have been in the freezer, but we weren't.
No, Joy.
No, we didn't. Trust us.
Doug will put a pot on the stove, put some water in it, and boil it, and then start throwing things that are 3 months old in the thing and make some kind of concoction.
Yeah, fish soup. Some and soup. All kinds of things.
Yeah, cheese. You know, whatever. So
look, you guys are making fun of our Dougie boy here, but I would say that's a responsible way of treating food, of treating our environment, of understanding that, you know, individually is how we're going to make changes in the world. That we can all talk about, you know, changing the look of food, but Doug is really doing his part to say waste not, want not. Good for Dougie.
Fine with that, but once something needs to be 3 months old and it's growing mold on it, you don't throw it in the soup pot.
Yeah. Well, it's either very new meat, new cheese, or very old meat, one or the other.
Dr. Joy Brown with something that now we have fixed. At least we think about fixing it. Dr. Joy here on Good Day. Thank you very much.
Frank, can you read the grocery list back to me?
Sure. We got Samsung, Panasonic, Sony, LG.
I'm pretty sure I wrote ham, cheese, eggs, and asparagus.
Yep, that's what I said. Got it right here. What?
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Shop your way rewards members. Save $120 on a 50-inch LCD TV, only $479.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer end 1/19/13. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Members earn points on qualifying purchases subject to terms at shopyourway.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's covering the register while answering phones.
It's skipping breaks.
And it's eating lunch standing up.
You work hard to earn your money, so we put the power to keep more of it in the palm of your hand. With TurboTax, you can take a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and we'll import your information automatically. Just answer a few simple questions, hit e-file, and you're done. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax mobile solutions work on select smartphones.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why little Jimmy scored his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check up, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Money Pit time. Yep, Money Pit time. The Money Pit radio show and the concept. This is a cottage industry. I think I described it that way before. This is a national brand created by a genius named Tom Kreitler, who's very good at marketing, very good at all kinds of things that help him make this program successful. Most of the success is based on the information and the help that people get from listening to the show or going to the website and involving him in all kinds of other things. If you're planning to do something at your house, you better involve Tom some way or another in the plans. Tom Kreitler here with us now to answer some of the questions from some of our listeners and his listeners, and we get to that right after this on Good Day.
Hello. So the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's opening the shop before dawn.
It's going the extra mile for my patients.
And it's finishing well into the night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it.
TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get those deductions specific to you. From a nurse's scrubs to a mechanic's tools, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out, moneypit.com. Jenny, listening, asks, is it okay, Tom, to use the roll-type insulation with the paper backing up in the attic? And if that is okay, does the paper go up or down?
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
It's a good question. It's a very common mistake because in all the years I spent as a professional home inspector, I found it done wrong as many times as I found it done correct.
Right.
You know, the backing, your paper is the vapor barrier, and the vapor barrier always goes towards the heat it stays. So in the attic, it's kind of opposite of what you would think. Most people will flare out the paper edges and staple them to the top of the floor joist. But really what you want to do is turn that upside down and press the paper down against the sheetrock, against the drywall. That's the right way to put that down. And if you're adding a second layer of insulation, which almost everyone needs to do these days, then you should do that with using insulation without any facing. So it should basically just be the raw bat, and then you lay it perpendicular to the layer below.
Wow. All right, so there you go. There's a couple of good bits of advice. Jenny, glad you asked that because it helps all of us. I ought to be re-insulating my attic, actually, in my house, for the same reason you just enumerated. Karen wants to know, let's see, her situation is, Tom, that she has a hall laundry closet, and this has just been built. The contractor didn't put a vent in for the dryer, huh?
Uh-oh.
What kind of a moron doesn't put a vent in for the dryer if you're building a laundry closet? So what does she do?
One laundry closet, but he doesn't put a vent in.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you have to put a vent in. Now, you say it's a hall closet, so I'm going to guess it's kind of in the middle of your house. You need to be really careful with how you put this vent in because you want to use metal ducting, not the flexible plastic ducting, and you want to have as few turns as possible because dryers don't really have a lot of power to push that lint, you know, up, say, 8 feet into an attic and then across maybe 10 or 15 feet to an exterior wall. So try to make that as smooth and straight with as few bends as possible so that the venting is efficient because you don't want, if it's not, the dryer will actually run longer to do the same thing, plus that wastes energy, and it can also have a lint buildup, which is dangerous.
Right. All right. Quickly, here's Teresa writing about the consideration of a purchase of a home in Reno, 1980s home. She's concerned about the quality of the construction. So what about building codes there?
Well, I mean, building codes were pretty solid in 1980. What you're going to find is a home that's not going to be nearly as energy efficient as it is today. So that's exactly the kind of house that would need additional insulation, especially in Reno, to stay cooler in the summer. And the quality of construction, there's a lot of homes built a lot of fast, very fast in that period of time. So the quality of construction is usually a little rough and tumble for those 1980s houses. So they do need a lot of fix-up and improvement to replace the materials. I would do an assessment of all of the entire house by having it inspected by a professional home inspector.
All right, there it is, the advice from Tom Kreitler. Check out moneypit.com. Tom's here every week at this time on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.